Going into Wednesday night's school board meeting, there were a few things that were clear. Voters want the Spokane School District to build a new stadium for football and soccer, and they want it at the site of Joe Albee Stadium in northwest Spokane and not downtown. But since the vote, a new idea for a downtown facility has emerged. The Spokane Public Facilities District is in the final planning stages for a $42 million indoor multi-sport complex to be built a block east of the Spokane Arena. Its CEO, Stephanie Curran, pitched an idea to the school board.
We're both building a building that's almost the same size, almost the same price, potentially next to each other or within a few miles of each other. What if we built one building instead? What would that look like?
The new sportsplex will have a 200-meter banked track for indoor track meets, room for up to 17 volleyball courts, up to 10 basketball courts, up to 21 wrestling mats, and the ability to handle several different sporting and cultural events.
Could we make it a little bit wider, a little bit taller? Could we roll turf out? Because there's major technology in turf now. It's NFL approved. It's not like a green carpet like you'd see in a gym. Could we do this, and could we make one building, and could we partner?
And presumably save the taxpayers millions of dollars that she said could be returned to taxpayers or to be used for an academic purpose. Though Curran says the facilities district is ready to roll on its project, it can afford to take a couple of months to work out the logistics of a combined facility and to sell the proposal to the community. School board member Dina Brower says she was intrigued and urged her colleagues to keep an open mind.
It would seem that we should do our due diligence and explore this option, reserving still the right to go our separate ways. I don't see a sense of urgency, and there's still more information to come forward.
Brower's board colleague Mike Weiser agreed, and so did several members of the public who testified, including Victor Frazier.
I was pretty much opposed to the idea of a stadium downtown. However, last week when I read the paper and I saw this idea about the sportsplex field house, I knew that that was going to be another entity downtown. So I realized, wow, this is something. I think it's quite exciting. The potential and what Eric Sawyer and Stephanie Curran have laid out is worth research.
But as in many areas of life, timing is everything.
I wish we had had this conversation 6 months ago. It would have opened up so many more doors for us.
That's board member Brian Newberry, who expressed some regret over how the stadium advisory ballot was presented to voters.
If I could rewind the clock, we didn't have any input in how the ballot was written. The specificity of the ballot makes it truly a challenge. And as I look at that infant back there, I think that what we do going forward, the consequence of breaking trust with the public will outlive that child making it through high school, because trust is something that takes a long time to get back.
Newberry's concerns were shared by board members Jeral Haynes and Sue Chapin. She dug through the advisory vote's results at the micro level.
Of the 143 precincts, 15 precincts favored the downtown North Bank location, and 128 precincts favored the north side current Albee locations.
Those who supported downtown, she said, cover the most economically well-off neighborhoods. Meanwhile, in the other precincts, levels of support for the Joe Albee site reached as high as 80%.
To me, it's a clear message. Voters told us that they want a stadium that for the school district to build, and they told us where they want it. To me, that 64.3% is a very clear message.
When it was time to vote, Chapin, Haynes, and Newberry voted to pass on the sportsplex and move forward at Albee. They were joined by Mike Weiser, who said although he prefers to pursue the indoor stadium idea, that it would only work if the board was unified in support. And on Wednesday night, it wasn't. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.